Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Feel good Friday. I'm gonna go through a couple things that makes us feel good during the everyday life.
Okay.
I get to that in a little bit, but we got to get a little messy.
Uh-oh.
We got to get a little messy. So I've been seeing this drama for a little bit, man. I was kind of close to muting these two names, Cardi B and Offset, because I felt like they've been getting back together for almost 10 years.
That's
now.
Right.
I can't believe they was together that long.
Yeah.
But, it's getting really messy now. I seen Cardi B was on a live and
IG live. I'm guessing
she was on. She was on IG live, kind of venting it out. And Offset end up coming up on a live and saying you cheated on me when you was pregnant and all this stuff.
Oh wow!
So it just kind of went wild from there.
Just airing their dirty laundry.
Yeah.
So whenever I want to get more detail into this type of stuff, mm-hmm. I have a go-to live streamer I go to.
Ah, yes.
And his name...
The mess plug.
Yeah, the mess plug. And his name is DJ Academics. Okay. I feel like, look, man, say what you want about him. He do a really good job at just investigating and, you know.
Being up on the mess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Every time I think of DJ Academics, I think about the time that Erykah Badu called him Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. He do kind of look like that.
Hilarious.
But, so Cardi B apparently, allegedly cheated on Offset and while she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And rumors are swirling around saying it was a athlete.
Okay.
An NFL player.
Okay.
And this is DJ Academics kind of breaking that down a little bit, kind of stirring the pot up a little bit.
Okay.
And I tell you whose name was popping up during this time.
Oh, by the way, I did hear who the person was Offset allegedly called Cardi B with. Yo, you're always going to be mad at your girl. Even more when the she chooses to entertain is a dog. That can like 3-4 of the like, yo, like this is a dog. I'm wondering how the he even got time to do his original job. Might even call touchdown. Yo, if I'm Offset, man, I can't root for that team no more, bro.
So in the chat, I mean,
you're going to say the name I think you're going to say, aren't you?
During this live stream, and I kept seeing people bringing this name up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are y'all joking around? So that's when I had to go check out the live stream, and people in the stream was pretty much saying Stephon Diggs. I'm like, what? And I'm like, this is, I mean, obviously these are all rumors, but.
Allegedly.
I'm like, how y'all just get, y'all just pull this out of anywhere, huh?
Yeah.
Well, also, the thing that I'm like is just, y'all got jobs like that.
Well,
and I guess I shouldn't say it that way because people got jobs and their free time is spent doing what they want to do, and maybe this is what they want to do. I just cannot relate to the to the feeling of wanting to use the time that I have away from work
to investigate. It's one thing
happening.
To scroll, but to actually investigate.
God bless.
Yeah. So he, his name popped up, and people on the internet started doing internet things. They started digging in and investigating. So this video came up again from Stephon Diggs when he was playing in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this was around the time when Cardi B and Meg dropped their song WAP.
Yes.
And we all know what WAP means. And
go ahead and Google that on the Urban Dictionary.
I'm waiting on that to get into the real dictionary.
Oh, God.
it'll probably be in there.
Yeah.
This is Stephon Diggs with the Buffalo Bills production team. You know how they ask fun questions and stuff like this. They asked him what was WAP.
WAP. WAP.
I mean, I don't even know it has WAP.
And what does that stand for?
That's Cardi B.
So if you
dodge that, like, hey, if like you a pro,
but I don't know about that, because if you actually watch the video, I'm gonna play this again. But when he started laughing, he kind of stuck his tongue out a little bit, like
WAP.
Right there, he was sticking his tongue out laughing. So it's like he was bringing. It's like some memories popped up in his head.
Okay.
So people start digging into that, like, so maybe it is something right there.
Yeah.
And honestly, this kind of caught me off guard, because I haven't seen Stephon Diggs with a lot of you know, big time women or celebrities or something like that. But then I started thinking some more, like, oh yeah, I remember it was a time he was in Minnesota and a production team, production team in Minnesota was like, hey, would you let Stephon Diggs date your sister? And this is how that went.
What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister?
What the hell?
Diggs. Why Diggs? Man. No. We won't even like that.
Oh, Stephon Diggs.
Why Diggs?
He's crazy. He's just outrageous. Don't know what he's going to say. Just don't know what to expect every day. So he couldn't date my sister.
At least I should date my sister Diggs. 100%.
Not why Diggs.
Because he's not a guy that you want to bring home to your parents. Like, you don't want your sister to bring him home to your parents, so therefore she can't date him.
Hey, man.
My goodness.
And everybody, like, to a man, pretty quickly.
Oh, Diggs.
Oh, yeah, Diggs.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Anyone but him.
Hey, I'm not sure. Look, I don't want to be irresponsible, because I don't know Stephon Diggs' personal life. I don't know if he have a woman or anything like that. But
we don't know if it's true.
Yeah, oh no, that's the other thing. I don't know if it's true. I'm not reporting anything. I'm just explaining what the streets are saying.
This is what they're saying on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess Offset won't be rooting for the Houston Texans anytime soon. If this is true,
he'll come around.
You think?
I would not.
I don't think so.
I would not.
That is, pregnant?
I would despise. Hey, I would despise.
That was the issue that you took?
That was one of them.
Okay, very good.
I would although that is a fetish, hey, I guess. A lot of people.
I would despise this team.
Oh, yeah.
if that was the case, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like you'd be punching air about a whole bunch of things. if you were having a public falling out with your wife for the umpteenth time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there'd be a lot of things.
Imagine if Offset had him on his fantasy team, man.
Whoa, wow. Well, I don't think he would.
That was... Hey, he might. He might.
You never know. Yeah, the only one available.
Man, that would suck. But salute to everybody. Prayers of all to everybody, man.
Condolences or congratulations. I don't know which one applies.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yep, it's Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday. It's a feel-good Friday. And I was sitting here thinking about how every time it's Friday, I'm like, man, it feel good. Like, it's always a good thing. So it kind of got me thinking of some small, simple things that make you feel good in the everyday, regular life.
Okay.
And I got a couple things. Not having to set an alarm for the next day when we got to work.
That's huge.
Like, that's always a good thing.
I got to turn off my alarm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't got to worry about this. Let me make sure this is off, because I ain't got to work.
Yeah.
A couple other things. When you hear boarding complete and realize your whole role is empty.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That might be better than not setting an alarm.
Yeah.
Are you just going to power rank these? I
think
this exercise.
It might be. That's a great feeling, man.
Go ahead and power rank these, Lopez.
Yeah.
All right, what about that moment you crawl into bed with fresh sheets?
Man. Top. That's in the one spot now.
Really?
One spot.
It's a great feeling.
Fresh out the dryer.
All crisp.
Woo, boy.
Crisp, yeah.
Yeah. What about this one? When you finish cleaning your whole house, Like when you're done with everything, you finish everything, everything completed.
That satisfaction is very good. And for me, it's like after I have like a little, whatever, a job I wanted to get done around the house, a little task or putting something together, and then it's all done. You're like, yes.
Yeah, yes. Man. And for me, especially cleaning wise, mm-hmm. it always starts with something little. It's like, oh, let me clean this. And I'm like, I might as well do this over here.
Yeah.
And then you look around.
Once you get
like,
in the groove.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, exactly. And then you get the Miss Anita Baker playing and everything. Yeah. And now it's a full day where you clean. And then you get everything right and it looks right. And you're like, man, I look like this looks like it should be in like a commercial or something.
You feel like you're just a badass.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You're like, I'm living right.
Yeah.
You stand around with your hands on your hips.
That's exactly.
Look what I did.
Look what I did.
And taking pictures, sending people. Look at this.
Another one for me. This one, I related to this personally when I had the dog,
mm-hmm.
but taking the dog out for the last time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, tour is 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You take him out, and then you be like, all right, he's done for the day. He ain't got to go no more.
Yeah.
I'm in for the day. Like, I could take
my
shoes
off. And he does both.
Yep.
Like, he's got to do both.
He do everything.
He's got to do both.
Yep.
Both of what, Lopez?
One and two.
Okay. Right, right.
One and that's like... Nailed it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have a good night.
Like, all right, we're good. He went, he peed, pooped.
Yeah.
We are all good.
Yeah.
How about like this from the 281? Let's see if I can make this happen. They said, when your comment gets read on the radio. Congratulations.
There you go.
That is a good feeling.
It is a good feeling, though.
Yeah. Like, I can't relate to that much, mm-hmm. but sometimes whenever I'm watching the stream or something like that, and I make a little comment, or somebody Instagram live, I make a comment, I'm like, oh, Figgy Fig said this. I'm like, okay, they read my comment.
Back in the day when you would, and you guys probably did a little bit of this, like you would call into a radio show.
Yeah.
And say, hey, can you play blah, blah, blah? Well, who is this? This is John. And then they say it. I'm like, yeah, I'm a superstar.
I would like to be able to tell you that being on the radio takes that away, but it doesn't.
Like, you know, no, it doesn't.
I'll be listening to a show and try and text them. And then if they say something, it's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, Reggie just texted in with a really interesting point.
Yeah. Even better.
That's me.
Yeah. So, and that did make me wonder about a question that I always have, though.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we all care so damn much about being on TV or like a video screen? Because there are a few people that try and play cool, but everybody else is like...
The people that's walking past the camera just kind of looking.
I'm on TV. Like, no matter what, there's something about being on TV or being on screen mm-hmm. that just makes us all go insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand what it is. Do y'all have any idea why that is?
It's bizarre.
I have no idea. Yeah. But another good feeling, I think Lopez brought this up a couple years ago, that feeling of finishing the yard.
Yes.
And then you getting the beer.
And you pop that beer open.
Yeah.
You're sweaty. You're stinky. It's all done. It looks gorgeous. You put up all the tools. You sit down like crack. Oh, that's a good feeling.
As you know.
Yes.
I can't relate.
Yeah. You don't drink beer.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yes.
We drink the girly beer.
Mm-hmm.
The beer that's not more ciders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm on that cider thing, man. All right, yeah, Piggy's mixtape. We good?
Yeah,
there we
good,
go.
Man.
Love to hear.
Happy Friday, there, everyone.
I was hoping
that
there was more stuff. Another person, Gus and Katie said, "When your favorite host read your text on air." I guess now I just got to read all the texts and let people know that I also see what you're. 713 said, "Power washing is addictive." It looks addictive.
It is.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Do you have a power washer?
Yeah, I got two of them. I got one down.
Let me know next time you're power washing. I might come over.
Dude, like you do, I'm going to do the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, well, now the driveway's right there.
What about watering the grass? Is that kind of similar too? Or is that?
I just turned it on.
Oh, really?
But the power washing is like, okay, now I did the stairs and I did the driveway. Well, now I got to do the sidewalk.
Cleaning really is the part. Cleaning is one of those things where you don't really want to do it, but once you get going, you're like, it feels good. Mm-hmm. It might not be fun to do, but it feels good when it's happening. Yeah. All right. Appreciate you guys hanging out on a Football Friday here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. And remember, Figgy's Mixtape 120 every weekday right here on In the Loop. But coming up next, let's go ahead and draft the weekend. What games or events or other are we most excited for with this weekend? We'll do all that next.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.